AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers in Wilmington, Delaware today are making their opening statements in the federal gun case against President Biden's son, Hunter. He is charged with three felonies stemming from a 2018 firearms purchase. ABC's Terry Moran is at the courthouse with more.
Later today, prosecutors are expected to call an FBI agent as their first witness, who will present several of Hunter Biden's text messages and excerpts from his memoir, part of the prosecution's evidence that Biden knew he was an addict when he bought the gun.
One of the jurors was released today, said it was too far to drive. Four alternates have been seated. The president is expected to sign an executive order this week that could close the southern border once a certain number of migrants pass through points of entry. Sources say the action would suspend the asylum process when migrant crossings reach 2,500 a day. Crackdown on protesters in Tiananmen Square happening 35 years ago today. Heavy police presence out in Beijing and Hong Kong. People have been told not to demonstrate. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee teenager who was killed in April is suing the man charged with her murder. Sharday Robinson's mother, Sheena Scarborough, is seeking damages for emotional distress. She also wants the money Maxwell Anderson made after he sold his house last month. Police have found several body parts believed to be Robinson's. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A group in Baraboo is trying to oust the school board president. The Recall Vodak Committee claims board president Kevin Vodak shows favoritism toward the administration and has mismanaged taxpayer money. They're now collecting signatures, and they have until July 14th to collect 2,500. That's how they can force a recall election under state law. Organizers told the Baraboo News Republic they want someone who will listen to staff, students, and families. Vodak has been on the Baraboo School Board for 23 years. And officials say a man who was carrying a long gun outside the pride flag raising at the Capitol last week didn't do anything illegal. Police say while the governor and other leaders spoke about Pride Month, the man stood back from the ceremony holding his gun. The Department of Administration says the man wasn't threatening anyone, and the presence of the gun alone is not illegal on public property like the square, according to the state's open carry law. Officials say he left voluntarily. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Homecoming for Rhys Hoskins.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Rhys Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins.
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done. Just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by later this afternoon. Our high 82 today. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. More rain and thunderstorms tonight. 63 the low. Tomorrow sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm possible and a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is baseball. B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L, baseball. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be with us next time. Big show. Our friend Trigvi Olsen brings Reed Galen along with him for the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Joe. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed. Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself. It was a state case, not a federal case, and it was heard by a jury of 12 citizens, 12 Americans, 12 people like you, like millions of Americans who served on juries. This jury is chosen the same way every jury in America is chosen. It was a process that Donald Trump's attorney was part of. The jury heard 5 weeks of evidence, 5 weeks.
Thank you. They are using the term convicted felon, the Biden campaign. Thank you.
Yep.
Nicely done. Carry on. Okay. The president went on to say,
after careful deliberation, the jury reached a unanimous verdict. They found Donald Trump guilty on all 34 felony counts. Now he'll be given the opportunity, as he should, to appeal that decision just like everyone else has that opportunity. That's how the American system of justice works. And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Yeah. It's like he always says, you can't love America only when you win.
Right.
And you can't say the justice system only works when you're innocent, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's so insane. I know I've been gone a couple days, mm-hmm. but did the entire right-wing MAGAverse have a complete whiny baby fit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly said they're wolves with a bloody piece of meat in their mouths. That doesn't stop the wolf from coming back for more. The only thing that will stop him if he loses a limb of his own. She stressed she wasn't talking about violence.
Oh, okay. Yes, she was.
All right.
All right-wing rhetoric seems to involve blood and violence uh-huh. in some way. She said she was referring for a tit-for-tat in which Republican officials passed new laws to allow for the prosecution of old crimes that Democrats, including Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton, are you ready for it? Surely committed. Oh, I see. Despite years and years of investigation. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yeah. They haven't found anything, but surely they did. There are crimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Representative Mike Collins, Republican of Georgia, said time for red state AGs and DAs to get busy. Matt Walsh, the right-wing douche nozzle, called for Republicans to make lists of which Democrats they will have arrested, and for Trump specifically to publish a list of 10 high-ranking Democrat criminals who we will have arrested when he takes office. The first two names, he said, should be Joe and Hunter Biden.
Why Hunter? What is this?
Tucker Carlson said, import the third world, become the third world. That's what we just saw. This won't stop Trump. He'll win the election if he's not killed first.
What?
But it does mark the end of the fairest justice system in the world. Anyone who defends this verdict is a danger to you and your family. They are intentionally trying to gin up mm-hmm. violence.
Yep.
I mean, and this ridiculous thing that, like, Trump... That,
Trump is being targeted for assassination. Mm-hmm. It is such dangerous rhetoric. Maddow Show tweeted, the phone numbers and addresses for Michael Cohen's wife and children were posted early Monday on a site that has been used to target other figures involved in Trump's various legal issues. Mm-hmm. Did I hear that they're trying to dox the jurors? Yes. They're trying to find who the jurors are?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's well, just, we knew that was going to happen.
We knew that was going to happen.
But this is mob vengeance.
It is.
This is just, you know... JoJo from Jurors said, I don't know, call me old-fashioned, but I think it's kind of important our commander-in-chief not be banned from serving in our military. Yeah, there's that. Mm-hmm. And Tristan Snell, again, talking about his latest criming. Trump has been paying off witnesses with raises, jobs, and severance packages per a new report from ProPublica. And also remember, he tried to do it with Cassidy Hutchinson, too. They tried to get her right before her congressional testimony, but she wouldn't take the bait. And Tristan, by the way, another one. Dear Senate Judiciary Committee, stop sending letters, stop sending tweets, start sending subpoenas. Thanks, America. Amen. All of the above Supreme Court. Just reviewing. So Mrs. Alito is in charge of his flagpole, but not, she can control his flagpole, but not her body. What?
He kind of sounds like
that wasn't a D joke.
He kind of sounds like a cuck.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Olivia, Troy, our friend, our buddy, our pal, said, amazing to see Mexico elect Claudia Sheinbaum, a climate scientist and Jewish woman, to the presidency. Meanwhile, the United States is backsliding on women's rights and struggling with climate change due to extremist Republicans. Well, we have to have her back to further document her old party's downward spiral into hell.
I think she's still a Republican, though, isn't she?
No, I think she's an independent.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
They all come to the light when they come on our show. Have I cracked that Michael Steele nut yet?
No, you haven't. You've tried to crack his nut.
Well. Jason tweets, all I ask is you consider voting for a presidential candidate who can legally travel to Canada and the UK. Oh, my God. Have we thought about any of this stuff? Overseas trips?
We brought this up yesterday. I'm sure that a diplomatic exception would be made.
Oh, I'm sure, because the law doesn't apply to him. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yes, this is, I keep reading this over and over again. What do I say about if he would stop criming for 1 second? Call to Activism says 9 witnesses in the criminal cases against Trump have received significant financial benefits from his organization, including large raises from his campaign, severance packages, new jobs, grants of shares, and cash from Trump's media company. Oh, my God. And there's Dr. Fauci on trial again yesterday. They are so despicable to this man who has devoted his whole life. Oh, they're just that's what they live for, is to be douchebags, to, you know,
troll. That's all they do is
public
troll.
Servants like him. Aaron Rupar said today's Fauci hearing is a reminder of something that's easy to forget now. 4 years ago, COVID absolutely dominated public life here in the U.S. and was a top issue in the 2020 campaign. It's easy to take for granted how skillfully Biden oversaw the vaccine rollout and got the economy back up and running. But it's one of the defining successes of his first term. What did we always say? Like, you really do forget. Trump handed him the Spanish flu, the Great Depression, and the Civil War all at once.
Yes.
And he's done just a remarkable job. I need some love. Damien, I feel Damien in York, Pennsylvania is mocking the true, totally true Stephanie Miller Show stories. Because Chris ruins everything, and now we can't have nice... Now we'll never know which Stephanie Miller Show stories are true.
Oh, I think we know.
I think we do.
So the other day, I was out and about minding my own business when the hottie in a Prius pulled up next to me and asked, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? I told her no, but I am a Stephanie Miller Show listener. She said, well, Don DeLos, yikes, so am I. Then she gave me some Grey Poupon and off she went.
Oh.
Not only is this true story, it totally didn't happen in 1987. Okay.
My dad actually did give somebody Grey Poupon once.
Oh, that's funny.
Was he in a Rolls?
And a Rolls pulled up next to him. He had it in his glove box for like years.
Someone did a stuff
waiting for the bit.
That moment to happen, and it did.
He prepped for that bit.
He did. It was
for
years.
A long time.
Yeah. Hang on. Somebody did a Stephanie Miller Show story that involves. Hang on. They went on a Southwest flight and ordered caviar, and the flight attendant said, "Who do you think you are, Jody Hamilton?" That's funny.
It is funny.
Oh, God, look at this. Just, all right. Marla, true story. We were fishing on the lake listening to the radio, and the announcer said the station was the city by the bay. I said, you must be a Stephanie Miller fan. This really is a true story. I can't tell the difference anymore. last year I was working the night shift at the Costco distribution center here in Kirkland when someone singing "We're Not Going to Take It Anymore" with tears in my eyes, I approached the man singing. He said, "Are you a Stephanie Miller fan?" He said, "Who the hell's Stephanie Miller?" Another another worker heard us and shouted, "I love Stephanie Miller." And with tears in her eyes, she asked, "Do you listen to her live at 6 a.m. on the internet?" I said, "No, I listen the next day, 3 a.m. on AM 1150 here in Seattle." And she said, "Oh, well, that's when I go home. So I listen on delay on CRN at 4 at 9 a.m. And we hugged and exchanged contact info and pictures of our little dogs. See you Saturday at the Moor." That's a I'm going to deem that one a true story. All right, one last one. See, everyone wants to play now.
That wasn't true.
Kyle of Oakland, true fan star. I was visiting the grocery store last week, just a few days after my recent rhinoplasty. The cashier asked me about the bandage on my nose. I said it looked, and said it looked like they did really good work. I told her I had a great doctor, one of the best, Dr. Nicole. She responded, "Of Newport Beach?" I said, "Yes, you know the one." She shouted, "You must be a fan of the Stephanie Miller show." And then we got crazy. Kyle of Oakland, the front row guest whose lap you sat on in the San Francisco show.
Oh.
I've sat in everyone's lap, Kyle.
That's not special.
Yeah, I know that part of the story I disbelieve. Okay. This one. Diana, I just purchased tickets to come see y'all in Boston. I'm so excited I could just spit. Don't do that. I'll be in the orchestra section, row H, wearing a Martha's Vineyard shirt. I know you'll be watching for me because I'm a conceited bitch. I'm tuning into the Stephanie Miller show since you are on Current TV. See you, Mama. Peace, Diana. She'll be there spurning Alan Dershowitz in her Martha's Vineyard t-shirt.
She's taking the ferry over from Martha's Vineyard to come see you, Stephanie.
Right? Okay, can I just say, Charlie Pierce, Fine American, working on exciting surprises. He will be on panel in Boston, as will Glenn Kirshner. We are working on exciting surprises for Denver Sexy Liberal, which is up next, June 22nd, yep. And then Boston, then Atlanta. We're working on stuff for everything. And then this one, finally, Steph, my wife and I are flying to Portland, taking my aunt and uncle to Portland stop on the Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. I was not able to spring for a meet and greet. Oh, you got to get that together, man, because
You can buy the package separately, you know, if you don't have the money right now.
Right.
Save
get
up
the
a little bit. Yeah.
VIP later.
Yeah.
There's a better than even chance you may fall off the stage and I'll score a freebie. Frank and Fremont. Well, that's true. Might get to meet me that way. Right in your lap.
Wear those wide fishnets again. See everything.
Make a note to order the smaller fishnets. So
you need
just
a
in
panel
case.
In your.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have, in retrospect. Well, I didn't know that there weren't any stairs, so I didn't know that I would be climbing back on stage such a ladylike fashion.
There were stairs. They were just a little out of the way.
That was too far a walk for Grandma.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But besides, it was a funny bit.
It was.
And then you came running out to help too late.
And you were like, "Get off the stage." And I'm like, "Oh, did I do something wrong?"
Scat, the listeners were already helping me. Burly listener helper men were already helping me. Like one guy doing a thing for my feet.
Yeah, I saw that.
I got another guy's back. The other guy pushed from behind. Yeah,
what did a fireman carry with you?
Yes, okay, this just in. Yeah, new polling shows that more than half the country now believe Donald Trump is unfit for office due to being a convicted felon. You're not taking crazy pills. It's not you. How about this? Midas Touch says new OPEC announces oil production increases amid record U.S. output. OPEC has all but thrown in the towel in the face of U.S. Energy dominance, says one analyst. What did we say? Person to person, we just have to tell the story. Because as Rachel Bitticoffer was saying, who will join us in Portland, the American people aren't watching news. They just, if they know they heard from, "Oh, well, gas is this," mm-hmm. or "a gas price," "Oh, because of Biden, that." Mm-hmm. We are, what did the one guy write me? "Oh, because Biden stopped some pipeline."
The Keystone Pipeline is what he was.
We are producing more oil than ever. Mm-hmm. Biden is not controlling the gas prices. And again, as we keep warning, be on the lookout for people that do not have America's interests at heart to raise prices to help Trump get back in right before the election. Yeah. Oh, my God. This one. Morgan Freeman tweeted, "The hole that was making faces behind Dr. Fauci today is Brandon Fellows, a January 6th rioter that was released from prison on May 20th after serving 3 years on both felony and misdemeanor charges." This guy making this stupid fake crying face. They're all trolls. It's just insane. Rachel Bitticoffer. Just to remind everyone, the reason Trump wasn't prosecuted as individual one in federal court was because AG Bill Barr unethically used his powers of the office to kill the investigation in SDNY.
Yep.
So when you hear that little whine, "Why didn't they bring this? They said never mind before." Yes, because Bill Barr is corrupt and also belongs in prison. Bob tweets, I'm relatively few reports of Trump claiming the Justice Department has been politicized against him. Point out how obviously he politicized them against Michael Cohen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. One more. My drug of choice is now stories that detail the mandatory indignities that Trump must go through as part of his convicted felon journey. I am all about that. No one can take that joy from me.
Right.
Did I mention last hour that his probation officers are black ladies?
Yep.
Who's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
Yeah. And did I tell you the appellate court hearing his first appeal? All black ladies.
Yes.
Okay. It's just a little extra layer. Lovely. Okay, Barb McQuaid coming up, Charlie Pierce coming up, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Oh, the show pony got to clop, clop. Here's Chris going on stage in Seattle. Clop, 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 clop. Just saying, show muscles.
Yeah.
Wear something tight for mama.
Yep,
yeah,
always do.
Yeah, high impact protein. I'm telling you, Tony Horton, the P90X guy, remember him? I used to do P90X. He got shingles, almost bit the dirt. He's 65 now. He looks and feels amazing.
Yep.
Right. Jody and I were saying we have way better bodies now than we did like 30 years
definitely.
Ago.
Yep.
It is never too late. Tony Horton is evidence. He discovered HMB. That is the high impact protein. High impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. Whatever your age, one scoop can supercharge your muscle growth, boost your energy, help you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. It brought Tony back. Look at him, 65. He looks amazing.
Yes.
MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS, save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. All of these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell.
Oh, hey, Free Speech TV Land, it is fun drive time.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm telling you, this is it. This is the time you got to keep democracy alive in America. Democracy is mortal. It can die.
It can. Mm-hmm.
Rachel Maddow said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to do a guess the quote. Oh. Here's my point. You need to keep us on the air. We have, you know, the tote bag is totes adorable this time.
It is.
People love the totes. They
keep it in your trunk for when you go grocery shopping.
Right.
Exactly.
great premiums, freespeech.org, or you can give them a call. This is, I'm telling you, this is do or die time
it
for
is.
America's democracy, to fend off fascism.
Yep.
Keep all your democracy warriors on your, this is your network.
Yep.
Corporate free TV. There's no man keeping us down, man.
Nope.
We don't have access journalism here, right?
Right.
Jody, ask Jody. The crazy crap I say almost prevents any bookings at all.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we make amazing people on this show.
Yes. And if you can, set up a $5 monthly donation.
Yeah.
That really helps Free Speech TV and their budget.
And also, it's fun to say sustaining donor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Be a sustaining donor.
Yeah, just $5.
Yeah, do it. Freespeech.org. Thank you.
At 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce coming up. Oh, look at the beautiful picture I posted of me and Chris LaVoy backstage. I said, hanging backstage, Seattle Sexy Liberal with my homie Chris LaVoy. The crowd was electric. We love you, Seattle. And Bill said, that is a great picture. I love it. Remember it when you want to strangle each other with mic cords during the radio
almost
show.
Did that this morning.
Yeah, they did.
Bill, you were prescient. We almost strangled each other with mic cords this morning.
I didn't hear anything. I was going, la, 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 my brain.
That's because you come from a large family.
I do.
That guy helped me back on stage. The Resistor post said, good times. I just got home. I was honored helping Stephanie get back on stage. No, I didn't fall off. I launched myself on purpose to do my lap dancing, and there were no stairs to get back up. Not another orchestra pit drive. Everybody relax. Okay, Mark Elias tweeted, a New York jury has just affirmed what many of us who worked for Hillary Clinton in 2016 suspected. Donald Trump committed crimes to win that election. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, she still won by 7 million votes. When can we get rid of this Electoral College? This is so insane.
Unfortunately, it's in the stupid Constitution.
Rob Reiner, our buddy, our pal, he made this prediction. Which I have
heard. We're going to have 10 million more votes. Biden's going to get 10 million more votes. But the people of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania will determine whether or not our democracy survives.
By the way, this was a great point. What's her name? Tweets. He falsified business records, too, paid to hide the affair from voters. If you're confused, think of Comey coming out about Hillary's emails. Mm-hmm. He thought voters should know. Had she not paid him not to, then wrote off the payment as a business expense, what would have happened?
Exactly.
Oh, I'll tell you. A tear in the time-space continuum would have happened.
Yep.
A wormhole in the universe would have opened. That's what would have happened. Tristan Snell, another great point that people have been making. David Pecker's testimony was brutal for Donald Trump. Trump has lashed out at virtually everyone connected with the case except Pecker. Does Pecker still have dirt on Trump, and what is it?
He does.
Of course he does.
He does.
Oh, my. How many times have I said, how many more shoes are there to fall about this guy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the ProPublica thing about the criming he's still doing to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
That was a shoe falling.
God,
it's a big one.
Thank you.
Shoe dropping.
John tweeted, when all other institutions failed us over and over again, a humble jury of his peers held the line. God bless these jurors. And Jen Rubin said a majority of independents think Trump's verdict was correct. 52%, the same amount, believe he should end his candidacy. For double haters, those reactions are even more pronounced. 65% of Americans who view both Trump and Biden unfavorably think the verdict this week was correct,
mm-hmm.
with 67% believing Trump should end his presidential campaign.
Yep.
This is why Biden's approval is meaningless. They dislike Trump much more.
Yep.
I mean, and the rest, I blame Jody with disinformation, or like Rachel Bitticoffer says, that so few people watch any news.
Right.
So stuff that we would just think people know about Biden's record, they don't. So it's your job to tell them. Democracy is mortal. It could die. Say, do CPR. Do it. Do it. Do it. Charlie Pierce next.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
What's your deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Joe Biden.
Let's go, go. All right. Yeah, MVP. She was in Seattle for when we were there on Saturday.
She was. Mm-hmm. There were some closed roads.
I bet there were.
People had to get around.
Yeah. But Representative Pramila Jayapal, can I say, lit the place on fire.
Yep.
Standing ovation. Amazing, warm, gracious. Spent the day with the vice president. Did not bring her as a dish to pass.
She should have.
We all know who Charlie Pierce is bringing as a dish to pass in Boston, liberal. What? Says the professor what? What?
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hiya. Hiya, Charlie.
I know you guys are going to have to understand that I don't exactly have her in my backpack.
Right, exactly.
It's going to require some negotiation.
Yes, I understand. But we believe in your negotiating skills.
She's going to require M&M's backstage.
Tell her Glenn Kirshner will be there too.
Wow.
Oh, that may actually cinch it.
Exactly. You know,
I have a crush on Glenn too, but in a decent manly way.
Yeah. By the way, you retweeted Robert Costa, who said some top Republicans privately telling me they're not ruling out a possibility, however remote, Trump might be in jail during the convention due to Trump's gag order violations and conduct during the trial. Glenn Kirshner did this as a skit on Friday, him giving his speech at the convention through prison glass. But oh my God, Charlie, right?
You've been a terrible influence on that man.
I know, but I mean, that's the thing, Charlie. In any normal world, anyone with these kind of degree of gag order violations would, of course, go to prison. So
he'd be there now.
Right,
I mean,
right.
He would have been in jail for the last like 8 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. Like we were saying, I'm done listening to the pundits. So somebody was saying they watched CNN and just assumed Trump was going to get acquitted based on how everybody was talking about it. And that's not what I thought. I thought this.
Well, I've moved along to getting fed up with the pundits who tell me that the country will be traumatized if he goes to jail.
No, please.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, New York Times, you retweeted their headline. Trump verdict confirms how far the former master of New York City has fallen. And Mark said, it's embarrassing when a news organization shows complete ignorance about its own city. Trump was never master of New York City. Obnoxious publicity-seeking clown, yes. This headline is leading the New York Times website. You just said, gosh, I wish Breslin were still alive, Jimmy Breslin. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it, isn't it? It's the way that the punditry...
It's proof positive. How do you want to prove the New York Times is a national newspaper? You can write a headline like that, and nobody catches it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you were just quoting from one January 6th defendant who's already served time in prison for his role in the Capitol attack also weighed in on X, posting a photo of Alvin Bragg and a photo of a noose. January 20th, traitors get the rope, he wrote. I mean, same kind of threats to Judge Mershon. And it just has become an everyday occurrence, this incitement of
violence.
Well,
there was a guy, at least according to at least one website that I consulted, there was a guy in the hearings, the Dr. Fauci hearings yesterday, sitting directly behind him, so he was on camera the whole time, who just got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
From January 6th. I had mentioned that earlier. Yeah. I mean, Charlie, funny, I mentioned Rude Pundit earlier said, shut up. You're not going to do a damn thing. You're not going to riot. I mean, I get torn between, like, not wanting to be afraid of the bullies, but not having my head in the sand about the...
I'm not afraid of the bullies. I'm afraid of the guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the guys who mouth off on social media. I'm afraid of the guys who've been, stockpiling, assault weapons and ammo and... camo gear since, you know, Barack Obama's hand came off the Bible the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, to your point about the media, Michelangelo Signorelli, our friend here, said the New York Times and his columnists have actually called on Biden to drop out based on his being a couple of years older than Trump. But none of them have called on Trump to drop out now that he's a convicted felon, guilty on 34 points, counts, a hardened criminal running for president. Again, we can't even use the word unprecedented anymore, can we? We're like way beyond that.
Well, if you accept the fact that, you know, just everything is unprecedented.
Right.
Then you can move right along. You don't have to cite it every time.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you should cite convicted felon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlie, what do you make of, so obviously everyone talking about the morning consult poll shows 49% of independents, even 15% of Republicans believe Trump should end his campaign because of the recent conviction. In addition, 54% of registered voters approve of the guilty verdict compared to 34% who disapprove. However you spin them, those are pretty brutal numbers. I mean, that being said, he won't drop out, will he?
No, of course. I mean, he'll chew off his own leg in the trap before he'll you know, drop out. And there's nobody going to force him. There's nobody with enough power or influence in that party to kick him out, since they've all lined up behind him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you need to, like, when you want to go see a Marco Rubio speech, do you have to bring an electron microscope now?
So
the incredible shrinking man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. But also, I guess the emperor will never be naked to some people. But Tristan Snell said MAGA crazy.
I hope not to me.
MAGA crazy said the stock market would tank if Trump got convicted. Today, the Dow gains 574 points. Its best day this year so far. I mean, none of the stuff they ever say is going to happens. Does that have any effect?
Inflation's right around the corner. Watch out.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, I mean.
But that's the thing. Inflation's down. Crime's down. All the things they're fear-mongering about, you know. But it's funny. I heard Rachel Bitticoffer talking about that when we ran on that, we didn't do as well as running on Roe. You know, what's your advice on what do you, I mean, obviously, the facts are on Biden's side on everything. But that being said, you know, what do you run on?
Well, I mean, you know, I think what you do is you divide up the tasks. You put together a brutal bunch of shock troops who say convicted felon over and over again. And then you get some economists who don't look like, George Bernard Shaw. you put them out there. Like, you know, Jared Bernstein or somebody, and you explain what's going on, and you let the president be above it all. I mean, yeah. It's not like you have to run on one thing with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, in this one, God, who was it? Was it Don Jr. who said, oh, well, this Trump just got reelected today, the day he's convicted, right? Mehdi Hasan said, don't listen to people who say this verdict just got Trump reelected. There are many of the same people who said the same thing right after his first impeachment. This impeachment just guaranteed Trump's reelection. They were wrong in 2020. It was a close election yesterday. It'll still be close tomorrow. I mean, I tend to think that, Charlie, is just like keep our heads down, keep telling our friends and family and everybody we can the truth, the facts about what, you know, and just hope that this polling, you know, that we're seeing, that most people don't want a convicted felon in the Oval Office.
And what gives me hope is that I think these verdicts, because there's 34 of them, these verdicts, I think, have, you know, put some iron in the spine of any potential juror in any case down the road.
Yes, yes.
You can convict this guy of a crime, and the sky will not fall.
Thank you. Something like, as you know, Glenn always says, like Alvin Bragg took the maiden legal voyage, and so did these jurors. And you're absolutely right. As part of, you know, not normalizing this insanity. One more, among the people who are most likely to vote, Joe Biden polls much better than Donald Trump. As voters become more informed, we've seen them pick Democrats, not Republicans. I mean, we just have to keep reminding ourselves, you know, when they talk about the fundraising numbers, they're not taking his word for it, are they? Because he lies about everything. But,
Eric apparently has the lying about our fundraising portfolio.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I thought this was Tristan Snell made a great point. Keep on giving that money to Donald Trump. It's all going to Trump's lawyers, E. Jean Carroll, and the great state of New York. I mean, what do we care about the whatever percentage of idiots still sends money to Donald Trump, right?
Well, the other thing is, if you look at the ProPublica story, the Trump's crack legal team has already sent them a cease and desist letter, mm-hmm. as they have for the people producing that Apprentice movie, mm-hmm. and they sent one to Bob Good because he was using the Donald Trump's name on his yard signs. He got a cease and desist order from the Trump campaign, and they're talking about taking all the appropriate economic remedies. You know what? I mean, he might be able to afford an extra ream of copy paper. What economic remedies can he possibly afford these days?
Yeah. I love Adam Kinzinger said, I get it. Republicans are angry. They nominated a convicted felon who can't own a gun, would lose a security clearance, and would be discharged from the military. I'm sorry you nominated this guy as your front runner, but it doesn't mean you now have permission to stand in front of the American people and lie to them. Well, that's all they got left, right? Is to lie about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if anybody in the Republican Party was listening to Adam Kinzinger, I'd be amazed.
Yeah, what was it? Larry Hogan, right, is the only Republican that said that, we should respect the jury.
All he said was respect the verdict, whatever it is.
That's it. Yeah.
Right.
Because he tweeted that out before the jury ever came back.
And the mm-hmm. Trump campaign guy said, well, your race just ended. You just ended your race.
Yeah, not just that, but he engaged the wrath of Lara.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
And on a sliding scale of Trump family unemployables, I think Lara's probably right there at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Bob's tweeted, to be a Trump supporter now is to believe the entire country is corrupt except him and you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just because, somebody said, that was fun. When's the next trial? But, I mean, they're going to say it for every trial, right? If anything, doesn't look that way, but, on the off chance something else comes to trial before the election, they'll just dismiss that too, right? Everything will be corrupt.
Absolutely.
Fake trial, mm-hmm. scam, conflicted judge, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, and a few N-bombs directed in Fannie Willis's direction.
Oh God!
Yeah,
don't even get me started. How magical on a scale of magic, Charlie, is it that the first whole appellate court that will hear his appeal is all black ladies, and his probation officer is a black lady? I mean,
that,
how?
Well, I mean, I love the fact that the probation officer is, because he's got to drag his butt to some beaten down, city office in New York that, has cigarette burns in what's left of the mahogany.
Yeah.
And sit down at a Formica table and tell this woman that, and get a tiny cup to go to the bathroom in, and then have to talk to this woman for an hour and a half, like every week.
Oh God. I'm going to enjoy. No one's going to take this joy from me, Charlie.
Can someone not, secretly record these things?
Oh,
got
God.
A phone, just put it under a book or something.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Okay, who knows where we'll be by Boston Sexy Liberal, but I cannot wait to see you, my friend. That's June.
It's immediately like before, it's after sentencing, but it's before the convention, right?
Right.
Yes.
The 13th of July.
Boston Sexy Liberal. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, very exciting. Okay. Denver, you're up next, then Boston, then Atlanta. Let's go.
Oh, wait,
Charlie Pierce.
We're going to get to see if the team can work at altitude.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Start training now.
Yeah. Good luck getting back up on that stage at altitude, Steph.
Don't drink too much. It will be a bad hangover.
Yeah.
Love you, Charlie Pierce. Goodbye.
See you later, guys.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth Heatwave Pajamas.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot.
This weekend, they were my, it's cold at night in Seattle pajamas, uh-huh. and now they're my heat wave in L.A. pajamas. Why? Viscose from bamboo.
I just saw that it's going to be 114 in Phoenix on
September?
Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh,
yeah. So if you're in Phoenix, Cozy Earth would help you out.
Yeah, well, we're going to be there at the end of September. I'm telling you.
It should be 114.
No matter where you live, no matter where you travel, Cozy Earth has got you, man. You can even bring the sheets with you, this little tote bag.
Exactly.
Hotel sheets are, it's no bueno. After scritch, scritch, scritch. Can't do it.
Nope.
They are so soft, and they're revolutionary cooling. Sustainability is just, it's off the charts. They regulate body temperature, ensure uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Right now, I can get you 30% off. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. That promo code is Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, oh my God, even their towels, unmatched quality and comfort. How about the Cozy Earth, the pullover, they have soft, travel-y clothes.
Yeah.
CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter the promo code Miller. Exclusive 30% off savings. That is CozyEarth.com/Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey. Choose my show from the drop-down menu. That is CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Remain calm. All is well. All is well.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
Big kid, too cool.
Free Speech TV Land, it's Fun Drive. Help, Mom. Help, Mommy. Democracy's fallen and it can't get up. Okay. I went for the pity thing there. Do we have some Sarah McLachlan? Listen, help, Mommy.
Democracy says, where's the beef?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, that was an old one. I need the clapper to keep democracy on and fascism off. Freespeech.org. I'm telling you, this is so critical.
Yep.
Right? We were talking about disinformation. Do you know how many Americans do not watch news? They do not have good information. Free Speech TV is one of the only outlets out there. Corporate free TV.
Yep.
No access journalism. You're getting the cold, hard truth, the facts you need to keep our democracy. So please keep us on this wall. Give whatever you can. We so appreciate it. Freespeech.org. Or perhaps there's a phone number scrolling gently across my nipples.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Justice is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Freespeech.org.
Our particles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I was explaining to Jody how Bonnie and Clyde are, when they want me to get up before I'm ready to get up, I get like just a suggestive tongue in the ear. Just Bonnie goes, huh? And, you know, just like I would like to get up now. Would you like to? And then if I go, then she's a sweet girl and they go back to sleep.
Oh.
But then at some point I get the insistent tongue in the ear and then Clyde starts hitting me in the head with his paw. And that means, no, get up now. I think they just want the Dr. Marty's. I think, you know, they're like, oh, we have to go potty. But they don't really even really, they stop at the Dr. Marty's first.
Yeah.
So how bad could they really have to go, Jody? Not that bad.
Not that bad. Yeah.
Users. Okay. Dr. you have to get used to the idea of being used by your dogs when you have Dr. Marty's because they love it. It is doggy crack, I'm telling you. It is raw, freeze-dried. The flavor is amazing. It's superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. Freeze-dried, raw, it is the optimum amount of nutrients and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Right now, get 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog tweets. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. All right, 55 minutes after the hour, former prosecutor Barb McQuaid coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Jody and I were discussing dogs versus cats, everybody. We just devolved into an 80s comedy routine.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying when I'm not ready to get up yet, I get a brief suggestion. I get Bonnie's tongue in my ear, just like a little, like maybe a second one. And then if I do the... Then she knows. Then she's a sweet girl. She waits.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, okay. But then at a certain point, I get the tongue in the ear, and I get Clyde hitting me in the head with his paw and standing on top of me. And then it is like,
that's time to get
now
lady.
You are getting up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you said your cats are the same way.
Well, my cats, if I have to get up to, say, use the facilities,
yes,
about an hour before I have to get up,
yeah,
as soon as I get back into bed, they're running around the room like crazy,
yeah,
like it's time to get up.
Mommy's
right?
up, mommy's up, mommy's yeah, up. Catnip,
yeah,
catnip,
yeah,
catnip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boot stands on my pillow.
Oh,
and will gently tickle
Bonnie
my nose.
Shoves me off the pillow now. Bonnie, well, I've told you, arranges herself like a Russian hat on top of my head.
Yeah.
But she literally lays on my hair or hair extensions, whatever they are up there. But she just, and then she uses her little cocktail sausage leg to shove the rest of my head off if I'm taking up too much of the pillow.
Yeah.
And I just take it like a bitch.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It's like, that's my side of the bed.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, so I get very little sleep. By the way, the people that are like, Seattle's not that far, you should have been on the air yesterday. Can I just say, go
no.
yourself in the nicest possible way.
It's about a 3-hour flight.
And also, you're up very late.
Listen, my
night.
Body clock is all cattywampus. I'm taking zero vacation this year. We always take since time immemorial, right? Every morning radio show, because we get up, but...
Insane o'clock.
Yeah,
go to bed at ass o'clock.
Usually shows take off between books.
Yes, we get a week in March, a week in June, a week in September. I am taking 0 weeks of vacation. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just taking the Mondays off after a sexy liberal weekend because Jody and Chris are fantastic and the show is better without me and they are nice enough to have my back. So go off. Seattle's not that far. You should have been in the... Speaking of Jody, Monica was the one that tweeted, true story. On a Southwest flight to Cabo, the flight attendant asks where JoJo is. A woman raises her hand. Flight attendant holds up 3 Starbucks gift cards and says to everyone, this is how you appreciate it. Flight attendants, I yelled, are you a Steph head? Twice, no response. Oh, that's because everyone stole my idea about giving Starbucks ideas. There's Starbucks cards to the flight attendants. Okay, oh no, that was the one where someone asked for caviar on a Southwest flight. And they said, are you a Jody Hamilton? Do I have that one?
Yeah, you read it.
I don't know where it is. Yeah, I did it already. Yeah. Okay. Barb McQuaid cannot get here a moment too soon. We have lots of legal lady questions next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, James Tai from the Clean Lakes Alliance will join us live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll be talking about fundraising event Loop the Lake.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.